Luke Harding is on the line once again from Tripoli. What's the scene now, Luke?
Well, the battle is as ferocious as ever. It's sort of, you know, ebbs and flows, but basically it's been a furious day with intense mortar fire, artillery fire, missiles all kind of raining down on Gaddafi's compound. We tried to get out from our hotel about an hour ago, but we're basically sort of flipped back by at a rebel checkpoint. The sort of rebels just fired in the air and told us to clear off, and it's not clear whether that was for our safety or whether they just didn't want us around. But immediately afterwards, there was another massive kind of mortar bombardment. I mean, this, I have to stress, this fire's not being directed at us. It's coming from the rebel positions, which are extremely close to where I am. And it's raining down on Bab al-Azizia, which is basically the Gaddafi compound. Now, yeah, it's not clear to me from this position, you know, whether this is a battle or whether they're just kind of pulverizing it, because this place has already been hit by NATO jets, and it's getting this kind of Stalingrad style bombardments at the moment. But the mood here is as the day goes on, the mood here is extremely tense. But the rebels seem to be largely in control. The sort of show of force that I mentioned earlier has been continuing with every, you know, 45 minutes to an hour or so, a group of rebel vehicles kind of ostentatiously driving around the coast, driving around the old city where I am, and driving around Tripoli's second ring road. Basically, I think they can, because they can, and also as a kind of, you know, rebuttal, if you like, of what Saif al-Islam, Gaddafi's son, was saying yesterday, that you know, that this is a trap, that they're going to beat the rebels and so on. Well, there's no sign of that happening, but nor is there any sign of the fire ceasing. I mean, if Gaddafi is in his bunker, then it looks to me like kind of 1945 Berlin moment. But you know, his whereabouts is a complete mystery. No one knows. Libyans don't know. I strongly suspect
the compound is heavily fortified, and they have extraordinary weapons in there. Are they firing back?
Impossible to know. I haven't really heard any replying fire, but you know, it's so reverberatory here. It's hard to tell. I'm going to slide gingerly inside. I'll speak to you later on.
Thanks, Luke.